When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, here it is, the long-awaited part three. If there's one thing you should have gotten from the interview, is that money and value don't sleep. They keep working behind the scenes 24/7. When you provide value, it continues working long after you've moved on. When you put your money to work, it keeps going until you give it another command. These skills have helped Steven get his family out of the rat race. Today, you'll hear some super practical strategies that you can start using today. Enjoy this final segment of my interview with Steven Barge.
For a lot of aspiring investors, between like a t-shirt business and reselling, that's what people gravitate to, right? They want to sell, they want to go e-commerce, like Shopify blew up because of e-commerce. Or like vending machines. Everybody's talking about they want to do vending machines. You have success in both, right? So give us something to work with. Like how does one start in vending machines and actually, one, stick with it, but have some marginal success?
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing with vending machines is foot traffic and location. So we started our business. We did research a little bit prior to the pandemic, but we started our vending business during the pandemic where businesses was closing down, you know, and things like that. But we were able to, for one, we were able to get machines at a discounted rate at that time, just because it wasn't more of a demand. And then once the world started opening up, it's a lot of people started vending businesses from there. So we was already ahead of the ball, but my first location was a barbershop downtown Atlanta. And it was a new business owner. He had a lot of foot traffic, and we were able to kind of get a machine there. And then the next one was a tire shop. So we got a tire shop, and the tire shop was a pretty good producer also. When it came to, you know, really just having that foot traffic. And I think the biggest thing with the vending machine is a lot of people want to go out and buy a machine. But what we did and what we learned first is get the location under contract. And from there, you go get the machine. And once you get them on the contract, you let them know, hey, we're going to install your machine within the next 3 to 4 weeks or 2 to 3 weeks. That gives you time to look for the machine. You don't have to have a machine in your house or anything like that. You go look for it, and you can use OfferUp. You can use Facebook Marketplace. You can use a number of different places, Craigslist, to find good machines. But you go get the machine, and then you get it transferred to that location. That way you're not storing it at your house or anything like that. You're just, you know, approaching it a smart way. So from there, you get your first location. And then I would also look into local vending refurbishers and repair shops, because what they do is if your machine doesn't have a card reader on it, they can slap a card reader on there. That's going to help your machine be a lot more profitable. So usually those card readers are like $175, $125, but you're going to want that because it's 2021, you know, and that's how you're going to make your money. So from there, you go in and you check in with the location, make sure all inventory is okay. So what we do is we give them an inventory list and what they want, and then we'll fill it up with anything else that we usually buy. As far as inventory tracking, Sam's Club, so we buy things in bulk, and then that way we're restocking the same thing over and over. Something that we ran into, though, which is very important, is keeping up with expiration dates. So a lot of people wouldn't pay attention to this, but The time goes by fast, and while you're switching out those items, you want to keep up with those expiration dates also.
Shit, yo, you are that's smart. Hey, that is a smart. You made something that has nothing to do with the stock market, but you still applied it the same way, right? Mm-hmm. So when stocks are at a discount, you buy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants vending machines when they're hot. You waited mm-hmm. till they were not hot,
mm-hmm.
and you scooped them up at a discount.
That's
brilliant. That's brilliant.
So yeah, that alone, just having that vending business, and I partnered with another business partner who's also a co-founder of Tenacity, but he's my fraternity brother from my school. His name is Leon. So we partnered up on the vending business and also the travel accessories business also. So a lot of businesses are most things that I do, we kind of partner on, and then we kind of will add in, you know, extra people as we need and things like that. So as far as the e-commerce business, Plural, I didn't want to be like another person with a t-shirt brand or anything like that. So we don't even sell t-shirts. you know, so our key product is bag. So we have we have a camo commuter bag, which is kind of like a travel bag. We have a couple of other bags also, but our business model is based off of travel bags, travel accessories, passports, things of that sort. And then we threw in, you know, some crew necks during the fall and the winter season. And we're going to probably throw out some t-shirts and some more gear and stuff like that. But the spin with Plural is because so me and Leon, we pretty much good when it comes to business operations, sales. But my business partner, Chance, he's a photographer and videographer. And he actually won Atlanta Film Festival a few years ago. So he's a crazy creative to where he has that eye and he can kind of capture these products, you know. And I'm pretty good at marketing. And then Leon is pretty good with operations. So it's kind of like I tell a lot of people, like, they'll look and see, oh, man, you do a lot of things. But really, it's all about having a good team in place. So, like, we've been able to be super profitable with this business because we got all the pieces together. And then last year, I spent the whole year focused on digital marketing, where I used Barge Consulting as a guinea pig, where I learned Facebook ads, I learned Google ads, and I literally doubled my income from learning digital marketing, too. So a lot of, like, self-taught skills I've gained over the years, I use, like, Udemy.com. And or I use like Teachable, buy courses on there, and now Gumroad, and buy courses on there, and just kind of learn different skills. That way, I can use them in my business. You know, I think a lot of people don't realize that they think you have to go to school. Like, school is not going to teach you how to do business taxes, you know, or different things like that. You know, I actually enrolled in Capella University for my graduate program, and I only did it because I thought I had to be – I wanted the credibility to be a business owner. So I'm like, yo, I got to get an MBA, you know, to do this. And I realized I was around guys that was making 6-7 figures that didn't even go to regular college, like undergrad, you know. So so at that point, I'm just like, yo, I'm not spending extra money and getting in debt. But I always tell people in my community too, like in Barge Consulting Group, I say, hey, you know, this is an instrument to build wealth. But I always tell people the goal in life is to have a level of freedom so that you can live on your own terms. The only way that you can do this is taking your earned income from your job, which requires your time, and taking that money and investing it into assets and vehicles that's going to pay you passive income. So vending machines, like, so everything I've done, literally, I've walked them through this process where I took my stock money, invested into this vending machine business. Now that vending machine business is paying me passive income every month. Then I take the income from the vending business, and then I invest it into the travel accessories brand. So now it's e-commerce, that's automatically, and you got to think about it. These, like, at your job, when you're working your job, you're only getting paid for the hours that you're there. But these businesses, e-commerce, vending machines, these are running around the clock. So while I'm asleep, I'm making money. I'm making money. Even on my courses, you know, digital goods. I tell people I'm about to release a course soon. It's going to be talking about monetizing your knowledge, monetizing your information. Because people, what I used to think is, when I launched my courses, nobody's going to buy this. You know, people already know this, but you never know what people don't know. So so many skills that you may have. Like I have a Facebook ads consultation where I'm going to roll out a course with it too, because business owners do not know how to run ads. If we knew how to run ads, we would reach a specific target market and it would be a lot more easier, you know, to scale and grow businesses. So it's just kind of like not being afraid to try different things. If you fail, you fail. But, you know, overall, I just tell people, hey, the goal is to live free, have the freedom. Like 2-3 weeks ago, I went to Cali for a week, went to California, unplugged. It was relaxing. I was still making money, business on autopilot. And it's all about systems and processes. If you got a team and you got systems and processes in place, that passive income is going to keep rolling. I was still trading over there too, still making money from the stock market. And it was a good feeling, you know, just to be able to have these multiple businesses, move on my own terms. Like if I want to go to like Mexico tomorrow, I can get up and go to Mexico. I don't have to tell a boss like, hey man, I need time off or anything like that. You know, so it's kind of like it's a different level of freedom. And what I'm learning too is I'm really getting adjusted too, because you also have to have a schedule for yourself as an entrepreneur, you know. So like my mentality when I started off was, oh man, I'll do it when I feel like it. Like I'm on my time now, but it doesn't work like that. You still got customers. You still got milestones to deliver for your business. And you know, you still have to schedule things out, you know, just like this, you know, this podcast interview, I had to schedule this out around, you know, anything else that I had planned, you know? So I think that's kind of an imperative part too, where you do have that freedom, but at the same time, you have to do a schedule, because I literally lived my life like for like 6 or 7 years without a schedule. I was just going. I was just traveling. I was just doing, you know, different things. And it was no structure. But once I started working for myself, I needed structure.
I think you just answered that. I was going to ask you to inspire some people, but you just dropped it all in there. That's hey. But I'm gonna ask you for your favorite quote, and then we're gonna go into dropping how they can find you. So give me your favorite quote off the top right now.
Oh man, I think my favorite quote is from Jay-Z. He was like, "I'd rather die enormous than to live dormant." And I think that was one of those things where it literally kind of triggered me. I keep up with a couple of quotes. That was one of the main things that is kind of like, okay, well, it just kind of like put me in that mindset where it's just like, I'd rather kind of live big and do everything than kind of like, you know, live a life of regret, you know, and just say I wasn't here. So I think the biggest thing is for me is like losing my brother and seeing him in the casket, it kind of sparked a light in me to get a lot of these things done that were in my brain, just because for one, I know we're not here forever, you know? So it's kind of like you want to go ahead and get these great ideas out onto paper, get them into the universe. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but you know, you accomplished something that you had in your head and you want to try, versus someone, it's a lot of people with great ideas and they never execute. You know, and you never, if the world don't know what you're doing, it's just like nobody can support you. So you have to, you know, really kind of get those things out there. But yeah, that was probably one of my favorite quotes. I got a lot of quotes in my head, but that's probably one of the biggest ones, that I can take away. Yep.
I like that. Hey, man, a lot of respect for you, man. You're doing a lot of things and not just making money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like anybody can make money. You're doing a lot of things that the universe needs.
Yeah.
Right. And the universe is giving you a little paycheck for that. So, yeah, hey, man.
Definitely.
Let me get your socials. Let us get your socials, the courses. I know you got to have a vending machine course, right?
Yep, I do.
Yeah. So yep. let us get all of that.
Yep. So so as far as the socials, you guys can follow me directly at Startup Steve on all socials. As far as Tenacity, which is the real estate technology company, that is at Tenacity And you'll be able to search that page and follow that page. As far as vending, that is at Bites Hub, and our website is biteshub.co. But if you just follow us on Instagram, you'll be able to click the link in bio. We do have a vending course, which includes all of the business documents that you would need to get started. Also, we also have an additional video tutorial with the course that kind of walks you through different tips, strategies to go ahead and get started finding good foot traffic locations and also how to find good vending machines at low cost. So that's right now, that's on sale for $39. I think the promo code is Bites2021, and you can get that for $39 right now. And then as far as Plural, it's Plural dot worldwide, and that will be pretty much the travel accessories brand. So you guys can come check out our travel accessories bags, our premier bags. We also do have a few crew necks, oversized crew necks, passports, and different items there. As far as Barge Consulting Group, that is my investment community where I've mentored over 2,500 people on how to learn the stock market. We do have various courses. The best course that I recommend is the stock and options course that gives you access to the community also, and you pretty much get both courses in one, and then you get two bonus PDF documents that's focused on option strategies as well as long-term investing. So within the community, I also provide direct mentorship. We also do trade call-outs too. So I kind of show, you know, whatever I'm trading, I share it with you guys. And also it's other people that's in there learning too, that, so they share tips too. But you can get that. You can find all of this with the link in my bio. Just say, if you follow Startup Steve, you can grab any of my courses. Right now I'm running a discount. So you can use the code SAVE50 for Barge Consulting Group courses, or you can use Freedom to get 50% off on all of our courses also.
Sheesh. Hey man, you're doing big things. And I'm gonna make sure I hit them in the intro and the outro to make sure they get all that stuff. And I'm gonna put all of these links in the show notes, right? So Startup Steve and Barge, thanks for coming on the show, man.
No problem at all. Thank you for having me.
I hope you enjoyed that three-part series that I had with Stephen Barge. I mean, he's a great mentor to the almost 3,000 members in his group. He's helping to change lives every day by getting them out of the rat race by teaching them different investing techniques, whether it be tech, real estate, stock, and options. He's teaching them all these things to just help them change their lives. And in return, they've helped him change his life. So find out what it is that you can do. Maybe you want to learn how to invest. You can go buy one of his courses. Maybe you want to learn how to invest in vending machines. He has courses on that as well. But you can also follow and just find out what it is you can do to add more value to the universe. And in return, get value added back to you. So make sure you go and follow those socials. Check out all those pages for him and learn as much as you can so you can become the next serial entrepreneur. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well. And remember, when you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure. Thank you.